Well, I think it's very encouraging to see that people are interested in what we do, which is to grow sustainably sandalwood, Indian sandalwood, and I think that's I really love the to see people listening, being very attentive, asking great questions, and it shows that there's a lot of interest in what we do, and I'm very pleased about that.
So why is Santanol interested in recruiting local indigenous workers?
Well, we are a company. We actually are a global company, so we're very international. We already have fairly diverse in terms of our nationalities base. We've got some French, some Brazilians, we've got from different nations. Of course, we have Australians. And I think up to now, we didn't do a very good job, actually, hiring also local people. The time has come now to also include, as an equal opportunity, a recruiter on a broad-based basis. And for the future, for the long term, local people as well.
This is the first time you've attempted something like this. Why now?
I think that, it takes a long time for the trees to grow. So, the first 15 years of the company, it was not really Santanol, the trees, it was just a bunch of trees growing. And I think Santanol has really integrated as one commercial company only about, I would say, 12 months ago. And the time to get our act together and to understand what we wanted to be and how we wanted to evolve is the time that it took for us to come to the realization that it was time to also recruit locally. So this is the time it takes, and maybe we could have done it a little bit sooner, but I think we're more prepared to actually integrate people. And what we want to do is we're in this for the long term, so we don't want to just do it just to say that we do it, but we want to make sure that people who join the company today will stay with us for a very long time.
So 8 jobs initially. How much potential is there for more?
It will depend on the growth. Hopefully we have very large growth rates expected in the future. The company will be a very large company, not in the next 20 years, I think in the next 4 to 5 years. So hopefully we'll have a whole lot more in the next 18 months.
G'day, my name is Benjamin Ward. I think this is a good opportunity for young Aboriginals to try to get a job. It might be more easier to start doing things like this.
What is it that you think local Aboriginal people can offer Santanol?
Indigenous knowledge, and show them different sort of plants, bush tucker and stuff like that, like bush plants, stuff like that for medicine.
And a lot of people here today, what do you think that says?
Some boys probably looking forward to try to put it in and not depend on the interviews. I hope I get picked.
So you're going to be going for a job yourself?
Yeah, I already applied. Just waiting for another job at the moment, but just try to put it in, time being, might get it.
How confident do you feel?
Confident.
Which job are you applying for at Santanol?
Labourer.
Are you ready to go?
Ready to rock and roll, mate.
Hi, I'm Des, and I'm facilitating an employment session for the sandalwood plantation. It was a great turnout, and I think it's good to see that the amount of people that turned out, and I think it shows that there is actually a need for employment up in this area, and it's the need for real jobs, not just training.
What kind of things are they going to be up to out there?
The boys need to prepare that they're not in for an holiday. The work is hard. There's a lot of lifting, cutting, walking. So it's not easy, but I'm confident that we'll find people that are willing to do their job.
A big part of this is getting local Indigenous people into sustainable employment. How much is that needed, would you say?
Providing opportunities is the biggest thing, and engaging with the local community for self-esteem and development. So, and I think this is a pathway where they could build on that capacity.